Imagine for a minute that you've never heard anything about the moon and had to guess how far away it is just by looking at it. What would you say? If the question stumps you, you're not alone. And yet, you could probably make a fair guess with something like a distant tree or even a more distant mountain. Why does the moon seem to stand outside of distance? The answer lies in the way our eyes send information to our brains. If you hold a pencil up and look at it with one eye and then the other, it will seem to shift position slightly. That's because our eyes have evolved slightly apart to allow for depth perception. The difference between the two images is integrated in the brain to produce the experience of a three-dimensional object. The farther away the object, however, the less of a distinction there is between the two images. Move a pencil gradually back, and you'll see them starting to close in. By the time you're talking about something even 100 feet distance, our stereoscopic vision has ceased to help us much. So there's one answer. The moon is outside our range for reading distance visually. But wait. The far-off tree and mountain are outside that range too, and yet we can judge their distances easily enough. But that's because we've seen trees and mountains in many contexts and know roughly what to expect. A surprisingly vast mountain can still throw off your depth perception, as people who drive through the Rockies know. There's only one moon, however, and you never get to see it in the context of anything but empty sky. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.